Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the Midday News. The head of the FNSEA warns the government less than 2 weeks before the agricultural show that they are not ruling out new blockades. The agricultural union is considering a resumption of actions if concrete efforts are not visible between now and the opening of the largest farm in France on February 24th. "We must accelerate the pace," indicates Arnaud Rousseau, who will be received tomorrow by Prime Minister Gabriel Attal in the company of Minister of Agriculture Marc Fesneau. They precisely want to draw inspiration from farmers to obtain concessions in their turn. Liberal nurses are carrying out go-slow operations today around several large cities in France, such as Marseille, Bordeaux, and Dijon. These health professionals denounce the conditions of grueling work and demand a revaluation of their actions and urgent measures, otherwise more than one in two practices may close, according to them, within 5 years. Also in the news, a tragedy took place in the north. 3 pedestrians died this morning when struck by a car. The victims were struck on a sidewalk outside the village of Steinbeck. A 4th person is in critical condition. According to La Voix du Nord, the driver of the vehicle veered off into a bend for a reason that is still unknown. He was taken into custody. Israel announces that it has freed 2 Hamas hostages after a nighttime operation in Rafah in the south of the Gaza Strip. These 2 people of Israeli and Argentinian nationality were kidnapped from a kibbutz during the attack on October 7th. Only continued military pressure will make it possible to free all the hostages, says Benjamin Netanyahu. Jaguars, albatross, turtles, and sturgeons. Nearly half of migratory species are in decline, alerts the UN in a report. This was unveiled this morning on the occasion of the opening in Uzbekistan of the 14th edition of the Convention on the Conservation of Migratory Species. This catastrophic situation is caused by human activity. And then he was the favorite for the Olympic gold medal this summer in Paris. The Kenyan athlete Kelvin Kiptum, world marathon record holder, died in a road accident. He is said to have lost control of his car and hit a tree. He was 24 years old. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.